Riblack High School Drama Department has a performance coming up this weekend, The Desperate Housewives of Shakespeare by Jane and Jim Jeffries. My guests are Cameron Scheitower, Sam Rodman, and Daniel Lennartz. They are in the performance. Cameron, let's begin with you. If you would, please, without spoiling too much, because it's kind of a mystery show here, give us the story plot for The Desperate Housewives of Shakespeare.
Well, it's about Shakespeare's, some of his main female characters, because it's a female-based cast. And it's basically them plotting against not each other, but against a certain someone. And then Detective Tremblance comes in, and it's about a murder. Someone's been murdered in the neighborhood. And then it's mostly just about figuring out who killed Shakespeare.
Okay. Now, which of Shakespeare's famous ladies do you play?
I'm Titania.
From Midsummer Night's Dream. Yes?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. So what's been the most fun? What's been the best part?
I kind of play a ditzy character, so that's pretty fun. Not out of my own character at all, so it's pretty easy to play.
Now, Sam Rodman, what about you? Which of Shakespeare's ladies do you play?
I'm Lady Macbeth, so she's kind of a savage, if you want to talk like lingo here, but she's kind of the master of it all.
Really?
Yeah.
She's the mastermind.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. And so what's been the biggest challenge for you? Has it been the language or what?
I'd say all of the yelling and kind of trying not to give it off as like, hey, I'm planning something here. So you have to kind of be mysterious about it. I don't know.
Don't give away too much now.
Yeah, that's okay. The hard part.
You don't want to give away too much. Now, Daniel Lennartz, you're in the performance as well. Who do you play in the show?
Well, I play Detective Tremblance.
He's going to solve this mystery, yes?
Well, of course.
You're not going to give it away.
Well, no. You got to see the show.
So what kind of detective is he? Is he like a Sherlock Holmesy kind of guy? Or is he?
That's how I kind of picture him. I've been just playing kind of serious, but that's kind of difficult. It is partial comedy, so.
So what's been the most fun for you?
The most fun? Definitely seeing everyone come together and put together this performance. I look back to day one where we're just reading the script, and then you look at where we are now and we have it memorized.
Now, you're in a cast. This is primarily a female cast, yes? Mostly women?
Primarily. Technically, aside from me, three other people who speak who are guys. There's Lord Macbeth and there's two Duncans.
Okay. So still, a lot of women in this cast.
Of course.
How's that been?
It's definitely more interesting because you get to see kind of like a what-if scenario of what happened if all of these, I want to say strong female leads from each one of Shakespeare's classics just come together and, well, you'll have to see what happens.
Cameron, if you would, please, could you give us the performance dates, the details, the ticket information, and all of that, please?
We perform two times on November 2nd. We have a 2 p.m. matinee, which is mostly for students, but I'm pretty sure adults can come. And then we have a 7 p.m. evening show. So it's $5 for students and $7 for adults. And yeah, come on out. It'll be a grand old time with Shakespeare's Desperate Housewives.
And all takes place in the Riblack High School gym.
Oh,
yes.
Our fabulous auditorium, which is also our gym.
Okay. Once again, my guests have been Cameron Scheitower, Sam Rodman, and Daniel Lennartz. They are cast members of The Desperate Housewives of Shakespeare. Performances once again this Friday at 2 p.m. and 7 p.m. in the Riblack High School gym. Thanks so much for coming in, guys, and break a leg.